Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Our big story for today also focuses on concerns that have been raised by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, highlighting that there's a number of South African employers who owe over 5.2 billion rand in pension fund arrears. Now, this raises many questions, because for many South Africans, you typically choose to stay in the job you're in because of some of the benefits you might receive, including your employer contributing to your pension. But what to do when that stops happening? To help us unpack this is Zarina Kamrudian, Head of Fund Governance and Trustee Conduct at the FSCA. That's the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. Zarina, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
This is a very important conversation we're having tonight. And I guess first things first, help us understand how FSCA has identified this information in terms of the outstanding contributions to pension funds.
So the outstanding contributions to pension funds has been a long-standing issue, you know, since the 2000s already. But of course, with the implementation of the two-pot system or the two-component system, this matter really received, immediate attention, because what members found when they were trying to access the savings component or access the savings pot, there was either nothing or insufficient funds in the savings pot. So I think with the implementation of the two-pot system, this matter really came to the fore. And what, as the FSCA, we've done, so let me just give you take a step back. So historically, we do require funds or boards of funds to report to us when there's non-compliance with the payment of contributions. And they usually engage us as to how they're going to fix this problem. But as you can see, you know, with the 5.2 billion rand outstanding, this problem just seems to have ballooned. What we've done, though, in recent years is the, the naming and shaming in 2023. So, you know, we've obtained the information from the funds as to who are the non-compliant employers. And it was it was really collating that data and information that provided us with this globular figure that we now have of the 5.2 billion outstanding contributions, including late payment interest.
Sure. You're right. This is a huge figure. And first things first, I'm keen to understand what causes these companies to find themselves being non-compliant and not contributing, especially if we can still substantiate that they're in business, a going concern, and might even be profitable.
Well, you know, so some of the major culprits, you find them in the bargaining council funds, for example. So the private security sector, contract cleaning, etc., you know, those are, that's where you find levels of high non-compliance amongst employers. So often the arguments that are advanced is that they generally, you know, small employers, they basically receive contracts. So it's not something, it's not like their businesses, you know, have a constant flow, etc. So those are some of the issues, you know, that have been raised. As you may know, Google A2 as well, you know, municipalities, that's another, another sector that we also see quite a high level of non-compliance in, and they've basically indicated that they have budgetary shortfalls, which is basically, creating or affecting their ability to fulfill their statutory obligations, including the payment of retirement funds.
What levels does FSCA have in place to hold these employers accountable for non-compliance in terms of contribution?
Okay, so as I said, you know, Google A2, at the moment we're doing the naming, you know, that's one of the things that we're doing, the naming and shaming. Unfortunately, at the moment, we don't have jurisdiction over employers. So to say, we have jurisdiction over funds. But thankfully and hopefully with the COFI, the Conduct of Financial Institutions Bill, once that is enacted, employers will become a supervised entity under the FSCA, under FSCA, for purposes of the payment of contributions, amongst other things. So that will give us, greater powers to actually, for enforcement purposes. But that is not to say that we aren't taking other steps as well. Guguletu, as I've indicated, we have constant engagement with boards of funds where we see this non-compliance, as to what steps they're taking. We're engaging with the National Prosecuting Authority to take matters further so that these non-compliant employers can basically, be criminally sanctioned.
Yeah.
And I think it has borne fruits because you see with the Kaya Gharib municipality, for example, Renosterberg, Kamisberg, etc., we have seen that municipal managers, etc., have been arrested. And just recently, for example, with a municipal workers' retirement fund, there was a judgment handed down on the 17th of January against the Mafube local municipality, and basically the municipal manager, the executive mayor, etc., where they all held, jointly and severally liable.
Gotcha.
So that you see that personal liability coming through. And the judge in that case, Judge Opperman in the Bloemfontein High Court, in fact, referred the matter to the Director of Public Prosecutions for investigation and to report back to her within 6 months' time. So, these are all the steps that we're taking. We're also, engaging in various fora, such as NEDLAC, so that with the assistance of other social partners, organized labor, business, etc., we can actually arrest this problem. We're also engaging with SARS, with National Treasury, etc., so that we can get a handle on these issues.
100%. And I appreciate that, Zarina, to see that there is this multi-pronged approach to work with other authorities within the financial services space, because it can be incredibly frustrating for an employee of an organization or municipality to contribute to their pension fund, believe that the employer is doing the same and matching their contributions, and upon trying to retire or accessing their two-pot savings component, then be disappointed by understanding that they have insufficient funds. So the consequences on the employee is actually very substantial and has multiple ripple effects here. Are there ways within which FISCA is trying to, I guess, not only educate consumers to be a lot more aware, but also offering some level of right of recourse that we can explore?
Well, you've touched on important points, because of course the members are the ones that are impacted by this non-compliance, but they have recourse. They may go to to the pension funds adjudicator and lodge complaints there, because of course, as you've mentioned, on retirement they might find that they don't have the benefit that they anticipated they would have, or they can't access from the savings component. But it also, it goes even further, because if there is God forbid, or heaven forbid, that there's a risk that eventuates, so say there's a death or there's a disability, etc., because the employer hasn't been paying over the contributions, there might be a repudiation of that particular risk, of the death benefit, of the or of the disability benefit. But that's why there is the recourse to the adjudicator's office. But as I said, we are taking this multi-pronged approach, and in collaboration, as I said, with all the stakeholders that we can conceivably get together, employers, organizations, etc., so that we can try and just address this problem. We've also engaged with the Department of Justice, where they are looking at also amending the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, for example, also to, have a tightening there so that employers don't get out of their obligations, so to speak.
Got you. For employers and members who would like to check up on contributions to their fund, follow through with any recourse, what can they do?
Well, it's also important to check your benefit statements all the time. So annually you ought to receive a benefit statement. Also, if you are concerned about, what funds are in your retirement fund, you can, of course, contact the fund, whether it's your member trustees or your employer trustees or the administrator, if there's an administrator that is in play, which is in most cases. You can contact them to say, I'm I basically want this information because I want to see what benefits I have. And, you know, again, the two-part system or two-component system, as it's, you know, legislatively called, has played a big role, because now we actually find that members are far more active in seeing what's in their funds than they ever were before. So I think there is that awareness already, and members are more alert and alive to it. And I think that just, you know, they just have to continue on that track if there's any concerns. And the other thing is that legislatively, what boards are required to do in any event is that when an employer fails to pay contributions on your behalf as an employee, they should be informing the affected employees thereof within 30 days of that non-compliance.
Exactly. Serena, such a pleasure speaking to you. And we really hope that this 5.2 billion rand can be recovered. The employers can pay. But as you say, we understand that there's different layers to it, especially where municipalities are involved or short-term contracts. But as employers, we do need to make sure that they do prioritize taking care of the employees and the workforce, especially where there's a contractual agreement to do so. Thank you again for your time this evening.
Only a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's Serena Kamrudian, Head of Fund Governance and Trustee Conduct at the FSCA, FISCA, also known as the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. If you happen to be employed and you understand that you actually receive a contribution to your pension fund that you pay, but also your employer does pay, as mentioned, make sure that you do request your benefit statement, as Serena mentioned. That's your starting point. Then you can see what your current balance is, how much is going in there.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.